Hello and welcome to this week's special edition of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Okay, yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. My name's Kieran Tussiet, and today we're doing a very special episode of the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest Retro Review. And I have a very special friend of mine and a guest here on the show this week. Now, she's a big fan of the 1985 contest, and she's here to explain all. So, a very warm welcome to Nicola Vaughan. Nicola, how are you?
I'm very well, sweetie. How are you?
I am very well, and I'm very excited to not only speak to you live here on air, but also talk about one of our favourite Eurovision contests ever.
1985, take some beating.
It does, doesn't it? It does. So tell me, what makes 1985 so special for you?
Okay, so we need to rewind a few years because the Eurovision Song Contest is something that me and my twin sister and my dad always used to share. It was non-negotiable. We would each sit on an arm of his armchair and we would watch it. And 1985 was the year that I left home, and it was the first year that I watched the Eurovision Song Contest without my dad. And he was a long way away, but it felt like we were connected. And it also helped that, in my humble opinion, and still today it's true, it was one of the best contests ever.
Yes, I agree. Not only was the presenter awesome, the stage was one of the biggest at that time ever before. The stadium, I think, was the biggest Eurovision contest at the time as well. And not only that, the song quality, I think, was outstanding.
I have to agree with you, and to people who weren't Eurovision fans, there was an awful lot of songs that were very different from each other, so everybody could find something that they liked and wanted to vote for.
Yes, exactly. There was a plenty to feast the eyes and the ear upon, of course.
And you made me pick 10, and it was really hard.
I can imagine. I can imagine. There's only so much you can squeeze into an hour. Oh, dearie me. Well, you, the lovely listener, if you'd like to get in contact with the show then and give us your thoughts on all of these 10 songs that we are going to be playing on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase, then you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and also you can send a comment onto our Facebook page, and you can also like it as well, the Eurovision Showcase, or go to facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Righty-ho. Now, Nicola, our first song comes from La Finlande, and it's from Sonja Alume. And now, could you pronounce the Finnish title?
Elikön elämä.
Ah, perfect. It's like
Eurovision. I can sing the whole thing in phonetic Finnish, because actually, I think if I was asked to pick one song that was my all-time favourite, this would be it. And because wow. I thought I would make my choices in running order, it's the first. But for me, it is the finest.
Oh, that's wonderful. A really good story. And it's completely underrated, I think, from Eurovision fans. They seem to not necessarily forget it, but they really appreciate it when they've been reminded of it. At least in my experiences talking to, you know, other Eurovision fans, of course.
Your toe taps and you can't help but smile. It's a properly upbeat, positive message, and she delivered it beautifully on the night.
Couldn't agree more. Yes. So this is the Finnish entry from 1985. Sonia Alume with Nicola.
Elekern Elema.
Thank you very much. Elekör Elema there from Sonia Alume, Finland, 1985. Now that's habit there, Nicola. I'm so sorry.
Forgiven.
Thank you very much. Right, our second song comes from España. The very famous still in Spain and Latin America, Paloma San Basilio, La Fiesta Terminó, which she only got 36 points, 14th place. Now, if I remember rightly, she was one of the favourites before the contest, and at least for me, for a number of years, this was my number one of the year. Not so much now. I think it'd probably be in my top five if I picked it. But I think La Fiesta Terminó is absolutely beautiful. Now, what do you think, Nicola?
Well, according to hearsay, the juries marked this very, very highly, and I can see why. It's such a song of quality, and she wasn't some petite young thing skipping around the stage, but she sang it with such feeling, and it's not a happy song. It's heartbreaking, and she delivered it so beautifully. But I think maybe in 1985 the rest of Europe wanted to be chipper and upbeat.
Yeah, looking at the winner, I think you could be right there. Yeah, and who could blame them, to be fair? Love
but it really deserved to be top 10. 14th was just so unfair to it, because it's a beautiful song and it was beautifully performed.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Such an elegant woman, too. Paloma San Basilio for Spain. This is La Fiesta Terminó.
¿Qué haces por aquí? La fiesta terminó, dime a qué estás jugando. Amor, lo que pasó, pasó, dijimos se acabó. ¿Qué andas buscando? Amor, no quiero hacerte mal. favor, no insistas más. No hay magia ya en tus manos. Amor, perdón, poco de amor. No sales sin querer. Tal vez porque te amaba y ahora no. La fiesta terminó. Ya no hay más que niebla entre tú y yo. ¿Para qué echar más leña a arder si el fuego se ha apagado ya? Nuevas andadas, amor, perdón por lo de amor, me sale sin querer, tal vez porque te amaba y ahora no, la fiesta terminó, ya no hay más que niebla entre tú y yo.
Okay, a wonderful Spanish entry, Paloma San Bastilio, La Fiesta Termino. Right, the next song comes from La France, and it's Roger Benz, Femme Danse, Ses Rêves Aussi, which was in 10th place with 56 points. Now, as I was just saying to Nicola off air, it's an absolutely powerful, emotional song here. And as you say, Nicola, and no doubt you're going to probably say now live on air, you know, the orchestra really did help this one along.
I'm a huge fan of the orchestra at Eurovision.
Me too.
Music was part of my life and live music really matters. And I have to say, this is one of those songs where the orchestral arrangement, cascading strings and, you know, just the way it builds is a work of wonder. And although Roger delivers it beautifully, I have to say that it's the whole package that sold it for me. Not just him, and he did do it beautifully, but if you get a chance to look at it on YouTube, they do close-ups of the orchestra and they are working
yes, and so beautifully, and it was really encompassing, wasn't it? It was just like you say, the whole package just really worked. And a really competent French entry for France.
Well, again, I'm amazed it only ended up at the back end of the top 10. I thought it was a wonderful song.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think the only shining star, as you're saying, is the fact that it came 10th and it got into the top 10. But yeah, it deserved better.
And I do have to say that Terry Wogan scored a blinder, because at the end, you see a picture of Roger's mum waving at the audience.
Oh.
And he bows and he went, Roger Benz. And he did. And that's part of the joy of Terry Wogan's commentary.
Oh, goodness me. That man. Oh, he did some blinders, didn't he?
He did. And I have to say, I'm really lucky that I got a copy of the 85 concert with Terry Wogan's commentary. For some reason, it has disappeared off YouTube. And it's a real shame, because actually Terry's commentary makes it even more of an entertaining evening than it was with just great songs.
Yeah, from what I've heard, the EBU are copywriting a lot of things.
Yes, shame on them.
Yeah, but apparently they wanted to do some type of network so we could pay to watch them.
Oh, money well spent.
Well, indeed. That's what I thought. And I would think that they would get the best quality out of there anyway for us. But yes, I have a 1985 copy. And yeah, I absolutely love it. And the funny fact for the 1985 contest as well, the fact that Terry Wogan was in London doing the commentary. He wasn't in Stockholm at the time.
You'd never know if he hadn't told you, though.
No, he wouldn't, would you? Because it was just, again, still perfect audio quality from him.
And I know he had his critics, and I know people said he didn't take it seriously, and he was to the detriment of the contest. But actually, I think he got the measure of it really, really well.
Yeah.
And pretty much everyone in Britain tuned in for the Eurovision Song Contest, but they also tuned in to hear what Terry had to say.
Of course. Exactly. I mean, personally for me, towards the later years, you could tell he was losing love of it all, but still, he was perfect.
Yeah, but we're talking about 1985 now, when his love affair with Eurovision was at its height.
True. The glory 80s, of course. So let's hear the entry from La France. Roger Benz, Femme Dance, Ses Rêves aussi.
C'est le vent, c'est la pluie, c'est l'enfant aussi. De silence en défi, elle aime la nuit. Quelquefois vague à l'âme, elle pose les âmes. Innocente ou bien charme, elle est une femme. Femme dans sa vie, dans ses rêves aussi. Qui aime femme élégance et femme qui danse. Mélodie, mélodrame, sourire et puis larmes. Amoureuse ou sans âme, elle est d'abord femme. Femme dans sa vie, dans ses rêves aussi. Femme dans ses yeux, ses cris, ses aveux. Femme, femme aimée et femme qui aime. Femme élégance et femme qui
go. So that was the French entry for 1985's Eurovision Song Contest, and you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttitt and Nicola Vaughan, and we're doing our retro Eurovision review of the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest from Hurt the Boys. It's not Scandinavian, wasn't it, Nicola?
I think you find Scandinavia .. Sweden.
Sweden. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, perfect. or .se if you want to go to the website. Right, we're going to go to the next song, our fourth song of the evening, and it's from Le Portugal. Now, this is my favourite of 1985. I'm not kidding. It's from Adelaide. Pensou-me-te, USA. Only getting 9 points with in 18th place. Now, this came second last, just in front of La Belgique that time. Now, I think this is an absolutely stunning performance. Now, Adelaide, I think, looked incredibly perfect for the 80s. The amount of hairspray on her head, my gosh, and that dress looked pretty incredible for 1985. And just her delivery on her vocal just really spoke to me. Pure, pure emotion. And that's why I love it so much. What do you think, Nicola?
It was drama. She meant every single word she sang.
Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking. And, you know, okay, she might have had the best dress in the contest by a country mile. I still can't understand why the jury in the rest of Europe didn't buy into it. It is a beautiful song, beautifully sang, and deserved to be so much higher than it was.
My goodness me, yeah. It's heartbreaking, really, to see such a beautifully well-sung song not do so well. It's daft. I mean, we get that with Eurovision every year, mostly. But at least with this year in 1985, it shocks me, still to this day.
And again, it's one of those songs, it may have been in the 1985 contest, but if you listen to it now, it's still a really beautiful song.
It is. It really is. And we're going to hear it right away. So Portugal 1985. Adelaide Pensou-me-te, your song. Amazing Portuguese entry there from Adelaide, Pensou-me-te, USA, Portugal 1985. Now, the next song is from Alemannia, Deutschland, Germany. And it's from Wind. Für alle, for everyone. 105 points, second placing in 1985. Now, to me, Nicola, this is probably one of my least favourite of 1985. Might sound slightly controversial, maybe, because it's one of Germany's most successful songs at the Eurovision Song Contest. But, yeah, for me, it just doesn't do much, but it is a very pleasant sing-along song.
Now, what you're failing to take into consideration is the fact that 1985, for people who are older than you, it was part of the Cold War.
Oh, yeah.
And West Germany, there was Russia, there were public service announcements on the television telling us that we were all doomed to Armageddon.
Cool.
And there was something really reassuring about the German entry saying, you know what, we're not so different. We are all in this together. And let's just be happy and enjoy each other's company.
Oh, so you think they got basic, not sympathy votes, do you think?
I think the song reflected the fact that we were living in frightening times and people wanted to be comforted by the fact that however much we were led to believe that other people in other parts of the world were the bad guys, actually they weren't. We were all the same.
Oh, that's quite heartwarming, actually.
Which is why I think it garnered a lot of support. And, you know, they were fresh faced, they represented European youth. And you have to remember, it's at a time when you're 16, 17, 18, 19, all you're getting in messages are, the world is going to end. Now, I'm sorry, but at 18, I didn't want the world to end. And I was really pleased that this group of singers from Germany were telling me it's not going to.
Yeah, of course. And I can appreciate that. I really can. I really can. And it's a pleasant, very pleasant song. And we'll hear it now. Germany 1985 from Wind. Für alle, for everyone.
Wie viele Menschen liegen wahr in einer sternenklaren Nacht. Sie wissen nicht genau, was morgen kommt und träumen doch davon. Sie glauben an die Zärtlichkeit und dass ein Hoffnungsschimmer bleibt. An kleine Dinge
Right, we're going to move on to the Israeli entry. My bad. Right, it's La Israel, Izar Cohen, who previously won the Eurovision Song Contest for Israel in 1978 in Paris with Abani B. I Want to Be a Polar Bear, basically. No. And their entry, his entry in 1985, was Olé Olé, coming fifth with 93 points. Now, what a fun, energetic song this is, Nicola, and I can imagine it's probably one of your favourites of this year. Well, among many, of course.
Well, you can't help but smile. He delivers it with such style. It's upbeat, it's chipper. His backing vocalists are full of energy.
Yes.
It's just a really feel-good song.
Yeah, the backing singer, particularly the female, had a lot of energy, didn't she, in the first chorus?
Yes, bless her. The girl in the turquoise dress, her microphone really didn't stand up very well to the rigours of the dance routine, but fair play, tucked down the front of her dress, carried on as if nothing had happened. Blinding performance.
Yeah, oh, I couldn't agree more. So, a lot of fun, this. So, we're going to hear the Israeli entry from Izar Cohen. Olé, olé.
שתולה במרום שלל גוונים ואור שמיים הצובעים את העולם ויפה הוא שבעתיים הוא מחייך לכולם עולה עולה השיר ביחד כשהשמחה בלב בורחת עולה שבענן זה לזה רוצים לגשת יחד מבקשים לחלום איש לאיש רוקמים פה קשת אלף פעים לשלום כך באים לשיר הלילה של אור לכולם עולה עולה השיר ביחד כשהשמחה בלב בורחת עולה עולה השיר ביחד גדול וקטן כמו קשת בענן והשיר גובר בינתיים מקרב את הלבבות מלאכים
the wonderful Israeli entry there from Izar Cohen, and that is Olé Olé for 1985. Right, we're going to head to Italia now, and Albano and Romina Power, who previously represented Italy in the 1976 Eurovision Song Contest in The Hague, the same year as the United Kingdom with Save Your Kisses for Me, Brotherhood of Man. And Albano and Romina Power's song was Magique Oh Magique. This is one in my top five, I think, of 1985. This came in seventh place with 78 points. Now, what I love about this, Nicola, again, I think, is the styling of not only Romina Power and that beautiful gold lamé dress, but the backing singers resembling an Italian flag.
And one of them more than resembling those very popular toilet roll holder doubles that were fabulously frequent in the 1970s here in the UK.
I think I remember.
She was resplendent in ruffles.
Ruffles. Oh, can you imagine somebody walking down the street now wearing ruffles? You don't see that very often, no, unless you're in the West End.
I do think the girl in red and the girl in green must have looked at her and went, really? But it doesn't take away from the song. It is just to watch Romina and Al perform. They're just loving every minute of being together on the stage. And it probably isn't technically the greatest song in the world, but there's something about it. You just watch it or you hear it and it just makes you smile.
It does. It's really cheery. And am I right in saying, yeah, they were married at the time. Is that correct?
Yes, they were. And Terry Wogan is on record as declaring Romina the most beautiful thing in Gothenburg. He was very, very smitten.
As he was with many people.
I think Romina has a very special place in his heart.
She looked adorable that year.
And I love the fact that Al is obviously slightly shorter than she is, so she wore flats.
Oh, how thoughtful.
If you watch it on YouTube, you'll see that she is wearing flats, so she doesn't tower over him and look peculiar. And between them, they did a wonderful job. And I still play it to this day. It just makes me smile.
Oh, magico magico, calamuri la strana, if I remember rightly.
You do?
I do. Oh, boogie, 12 points for me. Thank you, Nicola. All right, so we go to the Italian entry now. Albano and Romina Power with Magico Magic.
Magico Magic, c'è la musica strana. Magico Magic, vagamente italiana. Te, che sa.
There we go, the gorgeous Italian entry of Magic or Magic. Now, we head to home soil now. It's the United Kingdom entry for the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest. And we are going to hear local girl in Hampshire. She's originally from Liss, near Petersfield. It's Vicky Watson with A Love Is. Now, I think if anybody in the country here in the UK heard this from the time then, they think, what, that came fourth? I think they would be quite surprised, actually, that it did come fourth. But I think it was a beautifully well-performed song, and I think Vicky delivered on the night.
I think what people need to remember as well, as we're talking Eurovision 1985, the contest that you see today has changed and morphed into what it was, and it still represents Europe of our times. The times in 1985 were very, very different. And as I said earlier, you know, there were frightening times and there were uncertain times. And actually, our UK entry, it was just a really pretty song delivered with a smile. And I still find myself, it comes on my iPod when I'm in the kitchen, I still find myself having a little dance and humming along to it.
Yeah, doing the side shuffle, Nicola?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
Hankering after a beautiful pink coral necklace and a turquoise dress.
Oh, a turquoise dress. I think you could pull that off, dear, but I don't think I could.
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps I'll have to have a dress off.
Okay, I'll meet you down the London in Southampton.
And again, it was part of the time, you know, it was back in the day where, this is going to sound awful, but Eurovision wasn't quite so cutthroat and ruthless as it is now. You know, you didn't have the big Swedish machine. You didn't have Eastern Europe political bloc voting. It literally, for me, up until about 1988, it still was all about the song rather than the country that it came from. And I'm really proud of this song. I think it represented us beautifully.
Yes, I agree. And it's in my top 10, at least, of favourite UK entries. And that's not being biased, because she used to live 18 miles away, but she now lives in LA. Is that correct?
It is. Apparently she's making a very nice living doing movie trailers and soundtracks. She had a brief foray into alternative lifestyles and holistic stuff, and apparently has made quite a name for herself. But for me, she will always be the girl that came forth in 1985 with a really great song.
Yeah. So this is Love Is, Vicky Watson, for the United Kingdom 1985 Eurovision Song Contest.
Fire, the burning desire that makes the world.
There we go. That's the United Kingdom entry from 1985. Vicky, Love Is. You are listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, your regular host, Kieran Tutted, and our special guest for our 1985 retro review, the lovely Nicola Vaughan. Are you enjoying yourself, Nicola?
I am. I'm overcome with nostalgia. And as soon as this finishes, I'm going to put my 1985 DVD on and relive the whole thing all over again.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I couldn't agree more. I probably would be doing the same. Actually, we haven't got it on our selection today, but I absolutely love the Swiss entry. Is that weird?
No, because there isn't anything to criticise about it. It was a good song and it was performed impeccably, but it was just kind of lift music to me.
Yeah, do you think with it being in German never helped?
Well, I don't know, but I'm astonished it finished as high as 12th.
I know, because I think...
You're allowed, it's not wrong, it's just different.
Mariella Fare, I think, deserved much higher in 1983 with her entry, that's for sure.
But again, Switzerland, I think they, even back then, I think they suffer a bit from the United Kingdom in that we suffer by our geographical location and our political stance rather than the song that we're delivering and the singer that's singing it.
True. Very true. And I think this year in 2016 sort of showed that too.
But that's Eurovision. It's, the way of the world, and you can rail against it and get cross. But actually, at the end of the day, it's a song contest. And as long as you spend a few minutes really enjoying some of the songs, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. Piano. Right. Oh, I love it. Right. Okay. We're going to head to Österreich, Austria, Utrecht. And it's Gary Lux. We're going to have Kinder dieser Welt, Children of the World. And Gary and Austria came eighth with 60 points. Now, Nicola, you have a very soft spot for this, don't you?
I do. I just think it's a... No, da-do-dun-do. Everybody is going to sing along. I find myself singing in phonetic German far too often for this. It's gentle. It's a happy song. He sings it so beautiful. It's just simply delivered. Him, his piano, a glint in his beautiful brown eyes, and what's not to love?
Oh, I know. He had a really cheeky smile as well, didn't he?
He sold the whole thing for me. And, if the sun is setting on a wonderful August evening in the UK and you happen to be out in the garden with a glass of something lovely, this is a track that you should have playing gently in the background. It will make your heart sing.
Oh, what a wonderful thought. And I hope you all are doing that too as well. Well said, Nicola. So we're going to hear the Austrian entry, Gary Lux, Kinder dieser Welt.
Man nicht sieht, Regen auf Land, wo die Ernte verglüht, Lieder aus Licht für die Kinder dieser Welt. Mut für die Schwachen, die sich nicht wehren, Ziele für die Wüsten durchqueren, Lieder aus Licht für die Kinder dieser Welt. Mehr Blumen im Asphalt, Gefühle statt Gewalt, ein Morgen hinterm Horizont für alle Kinder dieser Welt. Glanz in den Augen, die stumpf sind und leer, Träume in Herzen, die dumpf sind und schwer, Lieder aus Licht für die Kinder dieser Welt. Dieser Welt, die Kinder dieser Welt, die Kinder dieser Welt. Hoffnung für die, die allein sind, die keinen Ausweg mehr sehen. Lieder aus Licht für die, die im Schatten stehen. Kraft für die Menschen, die resignieren. Liebe für die, die den Glauben verlieren. Lieder aus Licht für die Kinder dieser Welt. Mehr Blumen im Asphalt, Gefühle statt Gewalt. Ein Morgen hinterm Horizont für alle Kinder dieser Welt. Mehr Blumen im Asphalt, Gefühle statt Gewalt. Ein Morgen hinterm Horizont für alle Kinder dieser Welt.
And the penultimate song just there, Austria 1985, Gary Lux, Kinder dieser Welt. Right, our final song in our retro review of 1985 with Nicola Vaughan is The Greek Entry, a wonderful song. It was the final song of the Eurovision Song Contest 1985, and it was from Takis Barianis with Miazome, sadly coming 16th with only 15 points. Now, how devastating is this, Nicola?
Utterly devastating, because it's actually in my all-time top three.
Oh, it's
one of those songs that even after all these years, if I'm watching it on YouTube or on my DVD, or if, even if it just comes on my iPod, it properly gives me goosebumps.
I could understand that.
It's just such a beautiful love song. And when you watch it on the night, you can see how nervous he is. His hand is visibly shaking. He holds that microphone as if his life depended on it. But
yeah, so it is.
It is just such a beautiful, beautiful love song. And it's one of those songs that instantly, as soon as I hear it, I just think, oh, whoever he's singing that for, and I don't know who it was, but when he sang it, he was singing it for someone and he meant it.
Yeah, no, totally. You can really see. And I think the Greek language is perfect for this song, shall I say.
But it is just so poetical, and like I say, he doesn't belt it. The fact that he sings it in such an understated manner actually adds to the performance, because you actually, when you're watching it or when you hear it, you can't believe that he's performing it to an auditorium packed with people. You genuinely, well, for me at least, maybe I'm over-romanticising it, but for me, it really feels like he's singing it to one person that means the world to him.
Yeah, almost like Adelaide from Portugal earlier.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And how it ended up 16th still to this day remains a mystery to me. And if I could only pick five ever Eurovision Song Contest songs, this would absolutely be on the list, because it's just beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand that. It's a shame he looked a little bit like somebody from a barbershop quartet.
Well, you say that, but actually,
I'm kidding.
Actually, if he'd been, you know, ruggedly handsome with blue eyes and, you know, a splendid physique, maybe he wouldn't have come across as sensitive as he was. It was the fact that he was so vulnerable that, you know, I'm pretty certain an awful lot of female hearts across Europe melted.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, no, I agree. So, finally, the Greek entry. Yes, from 1985, Takis Barianis, Miazome.
Θα μας χωρίζουν πάντα κάποιες διαφορές αισθητικές ή ταξικές. Κι αν θέλεις κι άλλες, θα μας ενώνουν όμως πάντα οι στιγμές αυτές που οι άνθρωποι απλοί τις λένε μεγάλες. Μοιάζουμε σαν δυο στάλες βροχής, τόσα λόγια
κι αν πεις μυστικά στο θυμό σου. Μοιάζουμε κι αν σε κόψουν στα δυο, κάπου ίσως σκεφτείς πως είμαι τ' άλλο μισό σου. Θα μας χωρίζουν πάντα κάποιες διαφορές, θα με πικραίνεις, ίσως κάπου σε μαλώνω. Θα μας ενώνουν όμως πάντα οι στιγμές αυτές που κάνουν πιο ανθρώπινο το πόνο. Μοιάζουμε σαν δυο στάλες βροχής, κι όσα λόγια κι αν στο θυμό σου. Μοιάζουμε κι αν σε κόψουν στα δυο, κάπου ίσως σκεφτείς πως είμαι τ' άλλο μισό σου. Μοιάζουμε σαν δυο στάλες βροχής, τόσα λόγια κι αν πεις μυστικά στο θυμό σου. Μοιάζουμε κι αν σε κόψουν στα δυο, κάπου ίσως σκεφτείς πως είμαι τ' άλλο μισό σου.
We are, and finally the Greek entry, Takis Birianis, Miasme. Now, Nicola, thank you so much for being here on the Eurovision Showcase. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Thank you so much for letting me share my favourite ever Eurovision with you and your listeners. It's a real joy to go back and speak about it and hear all the songs again.
Well, it's been a joy speaking to you about it. It really has done. And I know we've been meaning to do this for ages, but I'm glad we finally managed to do it now.
Me too.
Yeah. So look after yourself, Nicola. And thank you, lovely listener, for listening to the show. And make sure you're following us on Facebook, but the Eurovision Showcase. Like our Facebook page and also follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. From me, Kieran Tussier, see you later. And from Nicola Vaughan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll see you soon. Have a nice day.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.